It's 8:55, and it's time to check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again.
You bet. And it looks like things fairly strong this morning on the grain side of things.
Yeah, we've seen a nice little recovery effort. I think for the most part, prices generally firm with beans leading the way. Spreads there apparently firming a little bit. Corn was holding modest gains and has advanced a little bit this morning. And wheat's finally coming along for a ride as well. Currently, we've got September corn up about 3.25 at 372. December corn up 3.25 as well at 382. And March for next year at 393, up 3.25 as well. Old crop beans, August up 12 at 988. November beans up 11.25 at 953.5. Looking at the meal market, the leader profit primarily overall up about $5.60 at $331 a ton. Oil, 30.30 up to September wheat up about 4.25 at 497.75. December wheat over the $5 mark at 504.5 up 4.25. Kansas City wheat up 3 at 488.5. Minneapolis wheat also advancing modestly up a penny at 514.75. Looking over at the livestock, mildly defensive day. Hogs down 77 cents on the October at $66.57 a hundred. Cattle market down 32 in the October at $147.87. Feeder cattle mildly defensive on the advance in corn. Nothing major there. Dollar weakness is minimal. We've also got the crude market up about 54 cents after making new contract lows yesterday. For the most part, we'd look for that bounce to continue just a little bit with no great expectations. Midweek values have corn near unchanged, beans up about a dime, and wheat modestly lower. As we approach next Wednesday's USDA supply-demand report, a little recovery effort appears to be in order to unwind a little bit of the oversold market conditions that we've been encountering. Recovery prospects appear to be limited unless the USDA tries to quantify lower losses, yield losses for the waterlogged areas of the Corn Belt. Beans appear firm as meal appears to be leading the show higher. Weather prospects in August and the heart of the reproductive phase for this crop appear mixed. And agronomical observations suggest plant structure underground may not be able to support as much up above ground reproductive efforts as we might like. Bean basis recovering nicely is actually very firm, tacked on as much as a dime yesterday. Corn basis levels are rising. Wheat basis levels appear to be unchanged. Looking at the weather market a little bit closer, weather models appear to be conflicting. This should allow the market a little bit more of additional recovery potential. A lack of moisture going forward would likely be considered a challenge to this crop, as we expect that moderation and watch for rigidness in the weather pattern. Finally, a note about the wheat. Values in the U.S. remain overvalued against the rest of the world, so most of our upside potential at this time is probably due to short supply-side issues rather than demand. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Always great to hear from Bill Gentry on this Wednesday morning.